Welcome to this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm your host, Greg Tucker. Today, we're going to be discussing how the Affordable Care Act addresses women and their particular needs. And with us again in the studio is Hector De La Torre, who is the director of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, our foremost expert. Hector, there's good news, at least in terms of women and their interest in this healthcare law. What is that?
We have some very good news in terms of women enrolling in the exchanges at a much higher rate than men, 55% to 45%, while there are only 2% more women than men in the general population. To have a 10% gap in signups for enrollment in the exchanges is quite significant.
Right. What's going on there? I mean, is it that they're just more tuned in? They're more conscientious? They're more worried? Obviously, there are reasons for that.
I think that some of what you just said might be a part of it. I think also they may have had issues in the previous health system. For example, the Transamerica Center for Health Studies survey showed that 22% of women reported having had a pre-existing medical condition, which in the previous system, if you recall, pre-existing medical conditions could really price you out of the market or lock you out completely. The other benefit of being in the exchange is that you get subsidies based on your income and cannot get those anywhere else. So women get discounts based on getting their coverage in the exchange, and that might account for many of these women signing up.
Let's talk about those pre-existing conditions, because there were certain ratings that insurance providers used that, as you said, locked out or outpriced certain people out of the healthcare market. And the situation today is that really that's just no longer allowed.
Yes. Pre-existing conditions cannot be taken into account on rating for health insurance, and neither can gender. There are only four categories for rating. One is family size, the other is region that you live in, another is age, and that's only a ratio of 3-1 from the most expensive to the least expensive within the age brackets, and tobacco use. That's it. Those are the four categories. And so when you take gender and pre-existing conditions out, a lot of women are really able to afford health insurance.
Another clear benefit are the maternity services now provided for under the Affordable Care Act.
Well, they were not provided previously. They weren't mandated to be provided previously, but the Affordable Care Act requires maternity services and other benefits such as breast cancer genetic test counseling, breast cancer mammography screenings, well women visits, cervical cancer screenings. These are all new requirements under the ACA that have to be provided for women.
Well, good news for women, a big part of the population for sure. So thanks again for helping us sort all that out. I want to invite our listeners to send us in your questions. We want to devote a show, an upcoming show, to those questions and answers. And with Hector De La Torre, our expert from the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. That's all we have time for. I'm Greg Tucker for Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, here on WYPR, your NPR news station.